Right now, we do it each and every Monday. We open the doors and step inside the McLaren Insane Asylum.
Look at me!
Which leads us to today. It's funny because you were talking about the back hair thing, and it feels like there are issues that seem like an adult issue. Like, as you get older, you have to deal with this crap, and this necessarily isn't being older, but being an adult. So I am approaching the one-year anniversary of buying my house.
Okay.
And so one of the things... You start getting all these notifications from people about homeowners insurance and different things. And I got to switch up my car insurance a little bit. And man, it is crazy because it's one of those things that I feel like you got to make time to sit down and actually dig into a little bit. Because I'll get a notice, like whatever I paid for the thing, and there's an escrow account, it just pays out of that, I guess. But then you'll get a notice and you get a quote in the mail, maybe like $1,000 less. Like, okay, well, surely this isn't for the same coverage. Is this real? And then do I need to call this person? But then if you call them, then you've got all these people calling you. And I don't want to deal with all those people.
You just, I don't know what to believe now.
I know.
Because we all have to be very cautious because of what scammers have done. When it's too good to be true, it probably
right.
is.
Exactly.
And then you may miss out on something, but you may open a door of not being protected, or if you inquire about it. Well, let me call about this. No, thank you. And then endless amount of calls
right.
to you trying to see if they can change your mind. Man, adulting isn't fun.
And it's so odd because, like, the car insurance thing, I've been digging into that a little bit. And you look up your policy. And you go, okay, well, what do I have on this policy? And then you got to make sure that if you're getting a quote, that it's all the same stuff that you have been covered on. Because then it's so strange to me how insurance companies could offer you something so different for the exact same coverage. What, that makes no sense. Like, what, and I get, like, it's a little bit more here, a little bit less there, but when it's drastically different, like $80 a month difference and it's the same coverage, like, what is going on here? That doesn't make any sense.
And about what you feel comfortable with as
right.
far as coverage goes, you could high deductible, low deductible, man, it's teaching me how to play chess.
It is.
I don't know.
And the response.
I don't know
and,
what I want. I just want when something happens, I
right.
want to call and
they
feel
take care
like
of you.
I'm taken care of.
Right. And you know that everything's going to be okay and that if there is something horrible that goes wrong. And of course, as we all know, insurance, you don't need it till you need it. And then it feels like, man, especially with car insurance, there are times where I just wonder if it wasn't legally required and you just save that money. Then when something happened to your car, you just go buy a new car with
no,
the money you throw away.
Because that money that you save, you wouldn't save it.
No, you're right.
You know you have this excess, and then you'll just do
it's
something
just so,
else with it.
I mean, think of all the months of your life that you've paid car insurance, and I think I've actually had to go through insurance to use something maybe twice. And so you're just making these insurance companies rich, just in case something random once every 5 years happens to you, if that. It's the homeowners is the same way.
I know.
But hail around here is the
yeah,
big thing.
I feel homeowners is way more of, all right, something may go wrong with something at your house way more than you as far as getting
right.
into an accident. Because, yeah, if you go your whole entire life and you're a great driver and you don't get into
right.
any accidents,
then
you
just,
should be able to get the money back that you spent that you never used.
It feels that way. Right.
Like, you haven't had to do anything with me. I've been fine.
Yeah, insurance in
but
general.
But then they give you the runaround
thing.
When
right.
you.
Right.
Like, I've been paying this for years and years and years of my life.
Yes, I've given you
I
thousands
need
of dollars.
One time for you to say, hey, man, don't worry about it.
Right.
Accidents happen.
Right.
Let us take care of you, buddy. And it never works like that.
Exactly. Because there's still always something on your end of it. But the homeowner's thing, because now I'm trying to figure it out because I had used, and I had never done this before, last year when I got the house, I can't remember the title company, the whomever, the mortgage, whatever it is, adult words. They were like, hey, we have somebody that's going to call you and they'll help you pick a policy. I'm like, okay, because I have no concept of what you're supposed to do. And so she was like, oh, I can run what you're looking for and I get access and I out of these 20 companies, we'll find the best one for you. I'm like, okay. Well, I emailed that lady again this year and emailed her again, and she got back to me and said, yeah, I'll help you out. And then I never heard again. It's
oh,
like,
no.
Well, now I don't want to use you. You know, so now I'm going to have to figure out, because like, what are they called? Brokers or whatever, insurance brokers, insurance helpers, whatever you call them.
Agents?
Yeah.
Helpers.
Helpers is what I like to call them.
And then, because you always wonder, okay, so I'm not paying you. So how are you making money? You're getting money somewhere. So the insurance or companies are paying you. Then won't mine be more if I use somebody to help me find deals? That would make sense, right? But then apparently it's not. Oh, no, it's no charge to you. Well, somewhere along the way, you're making money somehow. Someone's paying you.
True.
And it's coming from me in some form or fashion.
Exactly.
You should break out the...
Just don't worry about that part, I think, is the best way to go about it.
But you can't help it when you're out there exploring.
But if you're exploring, you just need to know someone's making money on you somehow. And it doesn't matter where, it doesn't matter how.
Someone would just not try to get over on you. That's the whole point. Right. I just always feel like you're trying to pull one over me for your benefit, not mine. And maybe I need to change my mindset on that. That's why I'm always... All right, what I have, I'm fine. I've been living with it. I don't want to mess with it.
It's all about perspective. Like, maybe they're getting one over on you, but, like, if you still feel good about your coverage and the amount that you're paying, hand to the sky, you're good.
I know, but then you'll get the, well, you can save you can save more money doing it this way.
Yep.
Well, I don't want to. I want to just stay where I am because...
Then you're good.
Or you can get, like, the driving insurance now with car insurance. I can't remember what company it was, but one of the ones that I was digging into over the weekend, you can get an app on your phone, and if you allow them to do that and they track your driving habits and everything, then they'll charge you less.
I don't want an app on my phone. They don't need to track mine.
Yeah, I don't want that.
You know, did you come to a complete stop? Oh, we were going to charge you $5 less, but
yeah, we don't need that now.
Every time Matt's near a pebble, they're going to be sending him alerts.
I know.
It's just,
did you get a Jeep stuck in pebbles?
It did not get stuck in pebbles.
Were we moving?
No, because it was in park.
Sound like
that's what happened. I put it in park on accident. I meant to put it in reverse. I put it in park.
That's $10 more on your policy.
And so I hit the gas, the accelerator, in park.
I know, we're just messing with you.
Felt a little hesitation in there.
And then I was like, oh, it's in park. I need to put it in reverse. That was my fault.
No, I'm with you, man. I just don't know. I don't know what I'm doing, so I just always stay put.
I know, that's the thing.
And then I feel like I'm missing out because I'm staying put. Because, oh, man, you can save this, and you save that, and you can do this, and you can do that. It's overwhelming.
It is. It's extremely overwhelming. If you just want the same thing, it'd be nice to pay less.
Put your insurance comforting arms around me and make me feel safe. That's all I want.
And then if you bundle, you'll get less. It's like, okay, well, maybe I need to bundle. Because I hadn't done that with my homeowners. I was using two different companies. I'd never even heard of my homeowners insurance company before until they're like, oh, well, the best deal for the coverage you're looking for would be with these people. Because then you wonder, well, if I've never heard of them, not that I'm a homeowner insurance guru, but there's something about you feel more comfortable with companies that you are at.
Advertising works.
But
you
then,
see a commercial on television, that's where I'm going. That's
maybe
why
I've never
the big
heard
bucks.
Of you because instead of spending money on national ad campaigns, you're taking care of your customers.
Maybe.
Maybe there's that. I don't know. That's why there's too much insurance for everything.
It's just like Vegas. It's rolling the dice. You're playing craps with all this.
It's like health insurance.
It's hoping and praying you don't crap out.
No, it's you need insurance for everything, and it's just so out of control. But the appeal of getting those notices in the mail where you go, we see that you paid this much last year for your homeowner's insurance. Our quote to you is that you're like, how? Everything has gone up in life, but somehow you can save me this much money? It makes no sense.
I think they're all spending their money on the mailers that you get.
Oh, my God. I'm not even kidding you. I probably have gotten 12 to 15
as soon as you make one call and you get on one list, everyone would just bombard you with all types of information.
Yeah, I got a couple of texts from people, you know, and it's the same thing, I guess, because the anniversary of my home purchase is coming up. I get the same thing on my interest rate for my house. We noticed that your interest rate may not be this low. Would you care for a quick chat? I'm like, it's not going to be quick. Then I got to refinance and go through all this process, and it's probably not even going to be a lesser rate.
I know. And who chats anymore?
No one.
Just text me.
Man, stuff like that, though, I don't mind being on the phone because I want to make sure I have a clear understanding. Like, car insurance is one thing, but the homeowner's insurance kind of... And mortgage rates, for sure, because that stuff is so foreign to me. I have no concept of a lot of those terms.
I feel like when you try and think about moving like energy companies or whatever, that's like, just lost my train of thought. Like job hunt, just job jumping. When you jump jobs all the time because the salary is a little bit more, and then you jump that job, and then you do that. It's just I've been here 33 years. You feel comfortable where you are, and just say, all right, you know what? I feel great about what I have. Let's just keep it right there because I don't want to think about any of that other stuff. I feel like I'm good.
Well, there's a lot of websites now. And I need to do this for my car insurance because I came across one the other day. But I know they have one for electrical stuff, electric companies. If you want to figure out, you can go and compare all these different rates for what you're looking for. And last year when I got the house, I got on a phone call with somebody that works. I forget the. It's like Save on Energy or something like that, where you can call them and tell them exactly, hey, this is my house, and based on what I've the records that I'm looking at about how much energy I can expect to use, and they go, oh, okay, well, this plan probably fits you best. So I use an energy company I'd never heard of in my life until
a year
ago.
Where are you getting your energy?
Because there's a million of them in Texas.
That's what we do, because we did the same thing. We found a service that found, like, we gave it all of our information, our averages from the last, like, year. Yeah. And then it found the program, and then every 6 months it only signs us for a six-month contract, and then it'll match us up to the lowest rate for our usage.
Yeah, that's what, when mine came up this year, which is crazy, I was like, well, that has worked really well for me. I don't see the point in... You know, I kind of knew what I was being charged per kilowatt hour and that whole thing.
This time of year, we're saving an easy $75 a month on our energy bill.
Yeah.
Like, easy.
Yeah, I've been experimenting with that, too, because you guys know I like to keep it really cold at night.
It was rough coming back to my house, man. I sweated so bad that first night.
Did you really?
Yes, it was so hot in my house.
Yeah. But I've been noticing, like, my energy bill, I mean, of course, we're in July, August, they're going to be using more energy. I was like, man, I wonder if notching it up 2 degrees will make a big difference or not. So I did that as an experiment to see if I notice a difference in my electric bill, if not, and what it would be. Would it be $20? Because is it worth it?
Right.
I don't know how drastic 2 degrees difference makes a difference or not.
Well, explore all your options, man. Research.
That's the thing.
Or just... Don't think about it. Like I
know, and I just go through the renewal thing.
Yeah, whatever, man.